新约圣经罗马书第四章。
We read from the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 4.
新约圣经罗马书第四章。
New Testament Romans 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？
What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh?
倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。
For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God.
经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。
Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt.
唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, His faith is accounted for righteousness.
正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的。
Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from the works.
他说得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered.
主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin.
如此看来，这福是单加给那受割礼的人吗？不也是加给那未受割礼的人吗？因我们所说，亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义。
Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness.
是怎么算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候呢？是在他未受割礼的时候呢？不是在受割礼的时候，乃是在未受割礼的时候。
How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised.
并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义。
And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also.
又做受割礼之人的父，就是那些不但受割礼，并且按我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之踪迹去行的人。
And the father of the circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but also who walks in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had still while uncircumcised.
因为神应许亚伯拉罕和他后裔必得承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得的义。
For the promise that he would be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.
若是属乎律法的人才得为后赐，信就归于虚空，应许也就废弃了。
For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect.
因为律法是惹动愤怒的，哪里没有律法，哪里就没有过犯。
Because the law brings about wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression.
所以人得为后赐是本乎信，因此就属乎恩，叫应许定然归给一切后裔，不但归给那属乎律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。
Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also of those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。
As it is written, a father of many nations I have made you, in the presence of him who he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist.
他在无可指望的时候因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。
Who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he become the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God.
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
And being fully convinced that that what he had promised, he was able to perform.
所以这就算为他的义。
And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness.
算为他义的这句话不是单为他写的。
Not that it was not for his sake only that it was written.
也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的，就是我们这信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。
But also for us, it shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead.
耶稣交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为我们称义。
Who was delivered up because of our offense and was raised because of our justification.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
And this concludes our Bible reading, scripture reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是全足、全有、全丰的神。
You are the all-sufficient and all-abundant God.
你是叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。
You are the God who quickens the dead and brings non-existent things into being.
早晨，我们把我们的信心再一次投靠在你爱的胸怀。
Again, we trust our faith into your own breasts.
我们早晨再一同仰望你。把你自己的话启示在我们的里面。
We look up to you so that you can reveal your own words into us.
虽然我们人有许多的软弱，
even though we have much weakness,
但我们相信你借着圣灵可以把你的话开启在我们每个人的心中。
But we trust that through the Spirit you're able to open your word in each one of our heart.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look up to your mercy.
借着你自己的同在来覆庇我们。
By your own presence that covers us.
我们需要你。
We need you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们都晓得罗马书乃是特别讲论到神的福音的一卷书信。
We know that the book of Romans talks especially about the gospel of God.
我们知道这福音乃是神的大能。
We know the gospel is the power of God.
要拯救一切相信的。
And he is to save everyone who believes in him.
他要把我们救到一个地步。
And he will save us to a point.
让我们能够在这个宇宙万有中把他的儿子完全彰显出来。
So that we can manifest his son completely among the creation.
这个福音它有一个目的。
And there is a purpose to this gospel.
这个福音它有一个中心。
There is a center to this gospel.
神的儿子就是福音的目的。
The Son of God is the purpose of the
gospel. 神的儿子也是这福音的中心和目的。
And the Son of God is the purpose and the center of
the gospel. 神的儿子就是这福音。
And he is the gospel itself.
我们看见人的光景是何等的可怕呢？
We see how terrible is our condition.
我们感谢神。
But we thank you. We thank the Lord.
神他没有照着我们的过犯待我们。
He did not treat us according to our transgressions.
还没有照着我们的罪孽报应在我们的身上。
He did not deal unto us according to our own sins.
他给我们看见他的义在律法以外显明了出来。
He showed us that his righteousness was revealed outside of the law.
在十字架上，主耶稣为我们成功了这伟大的救赎。
On the cross, Jesus has accomplished the great salvation.
这实在是神的恩典。
That is his grace.
让我们今天这些信的人。
So whoever who believes now.
我们白白的称义。
That we can be counted as righteous freely.
不是因着律法。
Not because of law.
一点不是因着我们的行为。
Not because of our deeds.
一点都没有可夸口的。
Not at all that we can boast.
百分之百都是主耶稣在十字架上所成功的。
100% was God's accomplishment on the cross.
所以当我们读到第三章的时候，我们心里何等的欢喜。
So how we rejoice when we read chapter 3.
他说我们已经看定了。
He said we have seen.
义，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
That righteousness is because of faith.Not by the obeying of law.
所以当我们读到第三章的时候，我们知道来到神面前，如果我们得称为义，乃是因着信。
So when we read chapter 3, we know before God, we are counted as righteous because of our faith.
因为没有一个人可以靠着行律法在神面前称义。
Because no one can be counted as righteous by obeying the law.
第三章里告诉我们，神已经把每一个人的口都塞住了。
That chapter 3 tells us that God has already stuffed up everyone's mouth.
没有一个人。
No one.
没有一个义人，连一个都没有。
There's no non-righteous, not even one.
所以每一个人要想在神面前得称为义，只有借着相信主耶稣在十字架上所成功的。
So only through the faith of Jesus Christ who was on the cross,
所以我们读到第三章的时候，我们就知道已经给我们看见是因信称义。
So we already see that by faith,We can be counted as righteous.
那么读到第四章的时候，我不知道大家的感觉如何。
But I don't know how you feel as you read chapter 4.
我读的时候，我觉得好像有点重复。
I feel that there might be redundancy.
特别前面一段。
And especially the first portion.
他还是在讲，好像在讲因信称义。
It's still talking about justified by faith.
是不是有些的重复呢？
Is it redundant?
不是第三章已经讲到。我们已经看定了吗?
Did we not already see in chapter 3 that we have seen it?
我们已经看定了人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
That justification is by faith, not by law.
为什么还要写这第四章呢?
So why do we need to read chapter 4?
当然我们说因信称义这真理太好了。
Of course, maybe we think this truth is too good.
但是我们知道神他的话语是奇妙的。
But we know his words are wonderful.
他一定有他自己的启示在里面。
He has his own revelation inside.
当我们读的时候，我们里面有个感觉。
So when we read it, we have a feeling.
好像在这里，好像这个觉着这个有点要解决犹太人的问题。
Perhaps God is trying to deal with the Jews.
因为这里面提到都是犹太人的祖先。
Because it all talks about the forefathers of the Jewish people.
无论是亚伯拉罕也好，还是大卫也好。
Either Abraham or David.
总是他们都是以色列的先祖。
These are their forefathers.
你知道对于我们这些人来讲。
To us.
我们因信称义，我们非常高兴。
When we are justified by faith, we're very happy.
我们这是太大的好消息。
We say this is great news.
哎呀，太好了。
This is too good.
我们从前这些没有指望、没有神的人。
Who we are hopeless without God.
哎呀，因信就称义了。
But by faith we can be counted as righteous.
实在是太好的消息。
This is such a good news.
这实在是福音呐。
That is gospel.
可是你知道同样的这件事。
But the same matter.
如果说给以色列人听的话。
If you tell this matter to the Jewish people.
说给这些犹太人听的话。
If you tell them to the Jews.
你发现他们心里面好像有点不大舒服。
Then they don't feel very comfortable in their heart.
我们是很高兴的。
Of course we are happy.
他们好像不是那么太。好像不是那么太舒服。
But they don't seem very thrilled about it.
这个里面是有原因的。
But there is a reason.
有人说那这个圣经不应该偏待人的。
And some people say the Bible should not show partiality.
犹太人高兴不高兴我们不管他。
We don't need to worry about either they're happy or not.
因信称义就是因信称义。
Then justification by faith.
真理就是真理。
And truth is truth.
但是弟兄姊妹我们如果仔细的去思考一下的话。
But if you really meditate upon it carefully.
犹太人 听到因信称义的是不大舒服，是有原因的。
And they have a reason for the Jewish people to not be happy when they hear about this truth.
其实从人的角度是很有道理的。
And if you reason from their perspective, it's reasonable.
我不知道大家这个你这个在感恩节以后，我不知道你们做什么。
I don't know what you did after Thanksgiving.
我记得这个从前有些的学生，他们在感恩节的这第二天，他们就很早的就去买东西。
I know the second day of the next day of Thanksgiving, many students will go shopping.
他们买的非常便宜的东西。
They buy very cheap.
200块钱就买一个 laptop, 就买一个这个手提电脑。
They can buy a laptop for $200.
所以你说这个消息后来就一代代传下去了。
So year after year, this news is passed down.
所以你知道到了这个去年感恩节的时候。
So last Thanksgiving.
有些人就干脆就感恩节就不过了。
They don't even want to celebrate Thanksgiving anymore.
就从这个感恩节那一天就开始排起来了。
From on Thanksgiving Day, they will be waiting in line in front of the store.
他们就跑到这个电器商店门口就开始排队去了。
They wait in front of the electronic stores.
他们火鸡也不吃了。
They don't even want to eat the turkey.
啊，多少好吃的他们都全都错过去了。
They will pass on.
聚会也不要了。
Food and all the gatherings.
啊，又饥又冷。
And they were hungry and cold.
忍受不能睡觉的痛苦。
And they were bearing the sleeplessness.
好不容易等到这个电器商店要开门了。
Until the store was almost about to open.
然后这个商店的这个店主告诉他们说，昨天晚上排的队不算。
And the owner says all the lines from last night does not count.
我每个人都气死了。
And everyone was so angry.
我们什么都摆上了。
We have given everything.
我们火鸡都没吃着啊
！We didn't even get to enjoy the
睡觉也没睡啊
！We didn't even sleep.
白白的冻了一晚上。
We were here freezing to death for a whole night.
你一句话，我们这一晚上就白费了。
But this one word that, with your command, all of us wasted.
那个一个小时都没有排的人进去就买到了。
The people that who didn't even wait for an hour can go
in and buy. 我排了一个晚上，辛辛苦苦，我什么都没拿到。
I was in line for a whole night. I didn't get anything.
弟兄姊妹，如果你知道犹太人的话
，And if you know about the Jews，
他们在神律法的门外不是等了一天呢
？They did not wait outside the door of the law for just one day。
他们等了1500年。
They waited for 1,500 years。
使徒保罗也曾这样来做见证。
Apostle Paul even testified。
我们的列祖昼夜的侍奉神。
Our forefathers served God day and night。
等巴望能够进到那个复活的荣耀里面
hoping to enter into the glory of resurrection
他们知道能够进到被神称义的祝福里那是何等大的祝福
they know the blessing out of the justification from God is great
他们在律法的门外排了1500年
they waited outside this door of the law for 1500 years they have given everything
就别说一个晚上不吃火鸡啊
and not just one night without
turkey 我不知道他们多少晚上没吃火鸡啊
I don't know how many nights they fasted
他们在那里昼夜的在那里侍奉神
day and night they served God
有一天我们这些从来不认识神从来是甚至反对神的人
suddenly all of us who were even opposed God who did not know God
一夜之间我们进去了
overnight we entered in
我们得到了称义的把握
We were justified and we had the assurance of justification We had the blessing of justification
弟兄姊妹你想想如果你是犹太人你的感觉如何
Just think about it If you are a Jew How do you feel?
犹太人他们里面觉得有点难过
And they're not comfortable inside
难道我这1500年就白排了吗
Does it mean that all this 1500 years are wasted?
我们昼夜的侍奉人就白白侍奉了吗
？Have we served God in vain？
难道律法不是神给的吗
？Isn't the law from the Lord？
难道割礼不是从神而来的吗
？Isn't the circumcision from the Lord Himself？
难道单单的因着相信就可以进到神称义的祝福里吗
？Is it true that only by faith you can enter into the justification？
弟兄姊妹，这虽然好像是犹太人的问题
，Even though this seems to be a problem of the Jews，
这个问题。非常非常严肃的问题。
But this is a very serious and solemn question.
你知道那个商店，他可以不管百姓的这个埋怨的声音的。
You know the store doesn't matter. They don't have to care about your complaints.
你这所有人都是商店是不义的。
We all know that the stores are not all that righteous.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神，他称我们为义是公义的。
But our Lord is just by saying that we are righteous.
如果犹太人他们的这个怨言如果是站得住的话
If the complaints from the Jews can stand
弟兄姊妹，这个难处是非常大的。
Then this is a great difficulty.
你发现神都被摆在不义的地位上。
Then they place God in an unrighteous position.
我们这些人因信称义就有了问题。
Then we have a problem by simple justification.
主耶稣在十字架上所成功的救恩就有了，好像有了缺陷。
Then there seems to be a shortcoming from God's salvation on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这第四章太重要了。
Then we see chapter 4 is so important.
必须要回答犹太人的问题。
And these questions have to be answered.
如果我们不能回答犹太人的问题，
If we cannot answer these Jewish questions,
你发现许许多多重大福音的真理都会出现问题。
You realize many truths from the gospel will have problems.
好像整个福音的根基都要被动摇一样。
As if the whole foundation of the gospel will be shaken.
所以你说这犹太人就想。
So the Jewish people are thinking,
难道一个都没进去吗？
Is it true that not one has entered?
你说前面讲了一个都没有。
Before it says none has
entered. 没有一个他们这些守律法的人进去了。
There's no one that's under the law that could enter.
他们想想不对啊。
And they were thinking, that's not true.
有。
There are some.
有一个。
There's one. At least,
至少一个。
At least one.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是我们这些守律法人的祖先。
Abraham was the forefather of all of us who are under law.
他们都知道亚伯拉罕进到被神称义的祝福里面去了。
They all know Abraham has entered into the blessedness.
如果进去的话，
this blessedness of justification.
神既然是公平的，
if there is one entered,
那我们也可以进去的。
And since God is just, that we can also enter.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这里面圣经就告诉我们，亚伯拉罕进到被神称义的祝福里，是从律法的门进去的吗？
So we thank the Lord that he tells us through the scripture, that Abraham entering into justification was not through the door of the law.
他乃是从恩典的门进去的。
He entered through the gates of grace.
如果亚伯拉罕他进到被神称义的祝福里，是从这个律法的门进去的话，
If Abraham entered into justification through the gates of law,
这里他就有可夸的，
then he has something to boast.
如果你读亚伯拉罕的故事，
But if you read the story of Abraham,
你看亚伯拉罕什么时候自夸过？
Where have you seen Abraham boast about himself?
亚伯拉罕在跟神祷告的时候，
When he prayed to the Lord,
我们印象都很深刻。
And we have great impression.
他在为索多玛祷告的时候，
When he prayed for Sodom,
他在为罗德祷告的时候，
When he prayed for Lot,
他说自己是什么？
What did he say he himself was?
就是我不过就是尘土。
He said, I am nothing but dust.
求我的主不要发怒。
May you not be angry.
我虽然是尘土，
Even though I am dust,
还愿主在听我的祷告。
May you hear my prayers.
亚伯拉罕从来没有夸口过。
Abraham has never boasted.
亚伯拉罕说自己是尘土。
He said he is dust.
那咱们就客观来讲。
So, objectively,
亚伯拉罕他真的有可以有律法的好行为进去吗？
Did he really have the good deeds of the law?
亚伯拉罕有许多软弱的地方，我们就不讲了。
He has many weaknesses, and then we do not need to mention them.
你要知道亚伯拉罕的故事，你知道他有很多软弱的地方，我们就不讲了。
If you know his story, then you will know his weaknesses.
他那些软弱没有一样可以让他进到神称义的祝福里。
Not any of those weaknesses can justify him.
就算在人的眼中他最好的行为，
Even his best deeds in
our eyes. 在人的眼中他把他的儿子献上。
In our eyes, he has given sacrifice his own son. 独
生的爱子就献上了。
His own beloved son.
有人说这就是他的好行为。
And people say that's his good deeds.
弟兄姊妹，这不是律法的好行为。
But that is not deed of the law.
这是信心的行为。
That's a deed of faith.
请问把儿子拿刀杀掉是什么样好的律法的行为？
Let me ask you, which law has decreed that you need to kill your own son for sacrifice?
有哪一个律法？
Which law?
有哪一个律法说把儿子杀掉是好行为？
Which law says you do good works by killing your own son?
弟兄姊妹，亚伯拉罕他把儿子献上不是律法的好行为。
Brothers and sisters, when Abraham sacrificed his own son, it was not from the deeds from law.
是信心的行为。
Rather, it was the works of faith.
弟兄姊妹，他是因信称义。
Brothers and sisters, he was called righteous by his faith.
他开始生不出儿子来。
He at first could not have a son.
弟兄姊妹，生不出儿子有什么样的好的律法的行为？
And what good deeds are there from the law if you cannot bear sin?
把儿子用刀杀掉又是什么好的律法的行为？
Sacrificing your son is not the deeds
of law either. 在神面前实在没有可夸的。
There is nothing to boast before God.
所以这里面圣经非常的清楚。
So the Bible scripture is very clear.
不错，亚伯拉罕，你们的祖先进去了。
Yes, it is true that your father Abraham
entered. 他真的进到神称义的祝福的里面。
He entered into this blessedness of justification.
但是他不是从律法的门进去。
But he wasn't through the gates of law.
他是从恩典的门进去。
It was through the gate of grace.
他是因信称义。
By faith, he was justified.
而且你知道，神的灵感动使徒保罗，不仅让他们看见这个亚伯拉罕是这样。
And as the spirit of the Lord moves Paul.And he sees that not only Abraham was like this.
告诉他们，不仅亚伯拉罕。
Not only Abraham.
不仅一个。
Not just one.
至少还有一个。
At least there's another.
大卫也进去了。
David also entered in.
以色列人都知道大卫在神面前是蒙福的。
And all Israelites know that David was blessed before the Lord.
以色列人知道神应许大卫的应许成就了。
All the Jews know that God's promise on David was accomplished.
不错，大卫实在是有软弱。
Yes, true that David was weak.
但以色列心里非常清楚。
But all the Jews know.
大卫进去了。
That David had entered.
大卫真的进到神称义的祝福里面。
He truly had entered into the blessedness of God's righteousness.
但是大卫是不是从律法的门进去呢？
But did David enter in through the gates of law?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们知道大卫的故事的话。
If you know the story of David,
你觉得他所行的那两件不好的事情
if you know the two sins that he committed,
有哪一样是律法所称义的？
Which one can be justified by the law?
有哪一样可以使他进到这个律法的门里面？
Which one can cause him to enter into the gates of the law?
就这人的角度来讲，
From our perspective,
这个大卫所犯的那两个罪。
The two sins that he committed.
你就别说进到神的国里。
Not only to.
你就进美国都没有可能了。
Not only entering into the kingdom of heaven.
你今天试试看。
You can't even enter.
你犯大卫犯的那两个罪。
If you have sinned like David did.
FBI 已经知道了。
The FBI already know.
你想进美国门都没有。
There is not a chance to enter into the states.
如果大卫是凭着律法进到这个神的祝福里面的话
，If he was by the law to enter into the blessing,
门他都没有
of the Lord, there is not a chance,
绝对不可能的
，not a chance he could.
所以他说，大卫说，得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
That's why he says, "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered."
不是他大卫没有软弱
，not that he was not weak.
但是神有赦免
，but the Lord has forgiveness.
大卫看见了神的赦免。
And David saw the Lord's forgiveness.
大卫不是自己，不算自己有罪啊。
He did not count himself as sinless.
今天很多人自己不算自己有罪啊。
Many people today will reckon themselves as sinless.
大卫说是主不算他有罪。
He said it was the Lord who reckoned him as sinless.
他在他的灵里面看见了基督的十字架。
In his spirit, he has seen the cross of the Lord.
是主不算他有罪。
It was the Lord himself who counted him as righteous.
他进到神的祝福里面，不是因着他大卫行了律法。
So he entered into the blessing of the Lord, not because of his good works in the law.
他大卫之所以能够进到神的恩典里。
The reason he could enter into the grace.
乃是他知道有一天神为他们预备了一个赎罪的恩典。
It is because he know that God has prepared atonement one day for them.
就是这个恩典。
Because of this grace.
纵然他是这样的软弱的一个人。
Even though he was weak.
他可以进到神的祝福里。
He could enter into the blessing of the Lord.
他不是从律法的门进去的。
It was not through the gates of law.
他乃是从恩典的门进去。
But it was through the gates of grace.
所以你知道圣灵在这里启示都是非常非常清楚。
So the Holy Spirit's revelation was very clear.
因为犹太人都知道两个人的见证是真的。
And the Jews know the testimony of two is true.
你们只想到亚伯拉罕。
If you only think of Abraham.
圣灵来告诉你还有一个大卫。
The Spirit tells you that there is David.
两个人的见证就是真的。
The testimony of two is true.
人进到称义的祝福里面不是因着行律法。
It is not by the good works from the law you can enter into righteousness.
乃是因着恩典。
But it's by grace.
乃是因信称义。
from faith that you can be counted as righteous.
所以你发现当你读这段话的时候，你觉得这段话非常的重要。
So we see that this portion is very important.
因为后面他就告诉我们，那么割礼的地位在哪里？
Because later on it tells us the position of circumcision.
割礼岂不是也是从神来的？
Isn't circumcision from the Lord also?
确确实实。
Truly it is.
是神让亚伯拉罕和他的后裔受割礼的。
It is God himself that told Abraham to be circumcised with his descendants
also. 这个割礼绝不是从人来的。
It is not from man.
不是亚伯拉罕自己想出来的。
Abraham did not think of this himself.
乃是神赐给他的。
That God has ordered him to do so.
所以那么这个割礼的地位是什么呢？
So where is the position of circumcision?
我们因信称义了。
Now that we have been counted righteous by faith.
犹太人问那割礼怎么办？
Now what about circumcision?
这里面圣经就很清楚，大家你读的时候就非常高兴了。
So when you read it, you'll be happy because the scripture is very clear.
因为亚伯拉罕因信称义的时候，这个割礼还没有赐下来。
Because when Abraham was counted as righteous, the circumcision was not given yet.
我们知道他75岁的时候离开加利利的窝，不离开这个哈兰，对不起。
We know when he was 75 years old, he lived Haran.
这个到了86岁的时候，这个生了以实玛利。
When he was 86 years old, he gave birth to Ishmael.
那么在他生以实玛利之前，神就因着他信，就已经称他为义了。
And before he gave birth to Ishmael, God has already counted him as righteous because of his faith.
所以到了这个他99岁的时候。
So when he was 99 years old,
神让他守割礼。
God gave him circumcision.
所以我们看见说，这个中间至少中间差了14年的时候。
So we see that there is at least 14 years in between.
我们不知道这个神那次这个跟亚伯拉罕在这个创世纪15章跟亚伯拉罕讲话的时候，那是什么时候。
We don't really know when God spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15.
但我们确确实知道那是在他生以实玛利之前。
But we know that it's before he gave birth to Ishmael.
所以我们知道确确至少有14年之久的时间。
So we know at least there was 14 years in between.
神早就在14年以前就已经称他为义了。
So in 14 years prior to this, to circumcision, God has already counted him as righteous.
所以绝不是我们今天要来到神的恩典里面是这个因信然后再加上割礼，绝不是。
It is not by faith plus circumcision we can come into the Lord.
乃是因着信。
It is by faith.
单单因着信。
And faith alone.
只因着信。
Only by faith.
只因信称义。
Only by faith you can be counted as righteous.
那么割礼的地位在哪里呢？
So what's the position of circumcision?
这里讲得很清楚。
Here is very clear.
割礼是个印证。
That the circumcision is a confirmation.
他因信称义。
He was justified by faith.
因着这个信心。
Through this faith.
他有一个信心的行为。
That there is a works of faith.
这个行为是个顺服的行为。
This is a work of obedience.
一个活的信心总是有一个行为。
It is a true living faith.
有一个信心的行为。
A work. It's a work from faith.
不是自己的努力律法的行为。
Not our own effort through the law.
乃是信心产生出来的行为。
But it is the works from faith.
所以这个割礼乃是他因信称义的一个印证。
So this circumcision is a proof and a confirmation of his justification.
就好像今天我们受浸一样。
As if our baptism.
我们今天不是因信再加上受浸然后我们再称义，不是。
It is not by faith plus our baptism we are justified.
我们因信就称义。
By faith you will be justified.
因信神的儿子你就有生命。
Believe in the Son of God, you will have
faith. 信的人有永生。
Whoever believes will have eternal life.
不信的没有永生。
Whoever doesn't believe,
单单因着信就有永生。
Through faith alone, you will receive
我们因信就称义。
And you will be justified by faith alone.
如果我们明白真理的话。
But if you know the truth.
你发现因着我们这样的被称义。
But because of this justification.
我们有一个印证。
We have a confirmation.
你说这个印证不是条件。
That this confirmation is not a condition.
这是个见证。
It is a testimony.
不错，你说我信，你就得救了。
Yes, true. You can say that I am saved by my faith.
但是别人并不知道。
But other people will not know.
别人不知道你是不是真的是信了。
Nobody will know that you have truly believed.
当你去受浸的时候。
But when you're baptized,
你就发现是把你里面那个信息表明出来，是个印证。
You realize that it manifests the faith within you. It is a confirmation.
当然，受浸的人不一定全都是得救的，不一定。
Of course, it is not true that everyone who was baptized are saved.
有的人就觉得好玩，那就受浸去了。
Some people think it's interesting and it's fun, so he was baptized.
有人根本不晓得到底什么叫受浸，以为说要加入一个组织，他就受浸了。
Some people don't even know the meaning of baptism. They think, and joining this organization, I need to be baptized.
但如果我们真的是相信了，
but if you truly believe,
我们真的是因信称义了。
If it's, you truly were justified by your faith, 我们真的是成为
神的儿女了。
And you are called sons and daughters of God.
我们一明白真理的时候，
as soon as you understand the truth,
我们就会有一个印证。
We'll have a confirmation.
所以割礼不是条件。
So circumcision is not a condition.
称义的唯一的条件就是相信。
The only condition for your justification is faith.
只因着信，我们就因信称义了。
By faith alone, you will be reckoned as righteous.
割礼是他因信称义的一个印证。
And circumcision is a seal and a confirmation of his justification.
所以当圣灵启示在这里，你就发现说，他就确定了这个因信称义的范围。
So as the Holy Spirit reveals this, he gives the boundary of this justification.
不仅称那些受割礼的为义，
not only to count those circumcised as righteous,
也称未受割礼的为义，
but also reckon those uncircumcised.
不论你受割礼还不受割礼。
Either circumcision or not,
都无关紧要。
It does not matter.
紧要的是你有没有信。
The only thing that matters is your faith.
所以这里面非常的好。我们读的时候，我们大家都非常欢喜。
So when we read it, we rejoice.
因为我们就不需要受割礼了。
Because then we don't need to be circumcised.
要不然的话，我们真的很痛苦。
Otherwise, it's painful.
我们还要想到我们要不要受割礼。
And then we have to think about, do we need to be circumcised?
我们是不是这个恩典我们还没有得到？
And we will doubt either we have received the grace.
这里面就非常的确定，所以你读到第十二章，不是十二节以前这一段，你就发现你就非常欢喜了。
But the word is sure, so that when you read before verse 12, you are very joyful.
那么后面从这个十三节就开始告诉我们说，那么这个那律法怎么办
？Then starting verse 13, it asks us, what about the law?
律法也是神赐给我们。
Law was also given by the Lord.
好了，你说割礼，那我们就我觉得你说的是对的，那就可以了，我们就单单因信就可以了。
I trust that you said everything you said about circumcision. That I only have faith and it's enough.
但是律法可是神所赐的。
But the law was also given by the Lord.
那么律法的地位在哪里呢？
So where is the position of the law?
那么神为什么要把律法赐给我们呢？
Why did God give us the law?
为什么我们犹太人在那个律法门外排了这么久呢？
Why did the Jews wait before the gates of law for so long?
为什么怎么现在这个就一下子就这个好像是神就改变了？
Why it seems like God has changed all of a sudden?
所以后面他就告诉我们。
So later on he tells us.
神起初的意念从来不是律法的思想。
That God's will was never in the law.
神起初就是恩典的思想。
That God's will was always in grace.
只是因着人不认识自己。
But because man did not know himself.
你知道人犯罪堕落以后，不仅落在罪的这个软弱，甚至污秽的败坏的里面。
You know, when man fell in sin, not only they fell into the darkness and the filth of sin.
人更有一个盼望能够遵行律法的一个感觉。
And there is a feeling, a hope to obey the law.
这是人犯罪以后才有的。
That is, it only came to man after they sinned.
人犯罪以后就有一个律法的心思在里面。
After man has sinned, they acquired the mindset of the law.
那就是人的肉体在那里发动的时候，人里面就想遵行律法。
That is by their flesh, they want to obey something.
人没有看见这个罪已经把人毁坏到一个地步，人根本没有办法来讨神的喜悦。
They cannot see that the sin has already corrupted man.
就是我们最好的意也像破烂的意上一样。
That there is no way to please God by our own deeds.
人不晓得这件事。
Humankind do not know this.
但是神起初你要读这个圣经的话，他的意念从来都不是律法的思想。
If you read the Bible, you know that God's will was never in the law.
你看这个头一个这个杀人的就是这该隐。
And you see the first murderer was Cain.
那么在这个创世纪第四章的时候，你就看见说，其实神为他预备恩典的门。
In chapter 4, you see that God has prepared a gate of grace for him.
神不盼望他这个在那里好像一直在生这个对他的这个弟兄生气。
And God did not want him to be and continue to be angry with his brother.
他让他看见他的兄弟因着信已经在神面前得称为义了。
He caused him to see that his brother has already been justified because of his faith, not by deeds.
但是该隐他走了这个自己的道路。
But Cain walked his own way.
他一定要用自己的手中所做来讨神的喜悦。
And he has to, he really wants to please the Lord with the works of
his own hands. 所以如果我们溯源到创世纪的话，你发现其实神起初的意念就是恩典的意念。
So if you read the Genesis, you know God's original purpose was grace.
是人一直受这律法思想的捆绑。
But that we were bounded by the idea of law.
而且说到亚伯拉罕的话。
And when we mention Abraham,
神应许给亚伯拉罕的时候，那个律法还在四百多年以后了。
And when God gave Abraham his promise, it was prior to the law 400 years.
所以就是时间来讲是根本不可能的一件事。
So it is, even through the timeline, it's not impossible.
那么后面他就接着告诉我们。
Later on,
若是属乎律法的十四节，若是属乎律法的人才得为后赐，信就归于虚空。应许也就废弃了。
In verse 14, if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise is nullified.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
这里告诉我们说哈，一个人哈，你绝不能够一手抓着律法，一手抓着信心，不可以。
It tells us here that you cannot hold the law with one hand and hold your faith with the other.
你什么时候要靠着律法来讨神喜悦的时候？
Anytime you want to please the Lord by the law.
什么时候你发现你就不可能借着信心再进入神恩典的门里面？
Then you realize it's impossible for you to enter into God's grace
by your faith. 这两件事不能同时发生的。
These two things cannot happen at the same time.
我举一个简单的例子。
I'll give you a simple example.
你说现在这个上大学啊，我知道这个听说学费非常高的。
I hear that the college tuition has become very high lately.
那如果你付得起的话，当然你就去自由的去上大学。
If you can afford it, of course that you can go to any college.
因为上大学的这个一个条件就是要付起这个学费的。
And one condition is that you have to afford the tuition.
那如果你付不起学费怎么办？
What if you cannot afford to?
那么学校就说，这个政府说可以罚你一下。
Then the government says we can aid you.
不 aid you 就不是罚一下，就是这个惩罚一下。
Fine you?
对对，就是罚你这个做这个三年的兵役。
Then I will ask you to be in the military for 3 years.
如果你这个付不起学费的话
，if you cannot afford the tuition，
而你还想进到学校里面
，and you really want to
像那些付不起学费的人一样的读书的话
，and to receive education like those who can afford tuition，
那么你就要接受这个三年的这个兵役。
Then you have to be drafted for 3 years.
有没有一个人
？Is there any one person
已经把学费都付了？
Who has already paid all the tuition?
为了要进学校
so that he can go to college.
还要去做三年的兵役
And he still wants to be in the army for 3 years.
弟兄姊妹，这是律法的思想。
That is the idea of the law.
这是非常愚昧的。
That is foolish.
有没有一个这样的人？
Is there such a person?
为了要进学校，我说是这个进学校的条件，大家要听清楚。
I'm talking about the condition of
entering into college. 不是说有人他愿意当兵，那他随便去当没问题。
I'm not talking about those who wants to be in the army and they can do it
freely. 他为了要进学校
，but for the sake of going to college.
有一个人已经替他付了整个的学费。
Someone has already paid for the entire tuition.
他说我还是要辛辛苦苦的做三年兵，我来读书。
And this person still says that I need to work for it.By being in the army for 3 years,
你就发现当如果你真的要辛辛苦苦的去当兵的时候
，and if you realize when you really want to sweat yourself out in the military,
这个给你这个学费的人就不给了
，then you realize this person who is paying for your tuition will stop paying for your tuition,
因为你自己要付的嘛
，because you want to work it out yourself,
你自己要付这个刑罚的
You already want to pay the price.
直到有一天，你觉得你付不起这个刑罚了。
Until one day you realize that you can't.
你回头了。
You cannot afford this.
你来求恩典了。
You turn around to look
for grace. 你发现这学费其实早就放在那儿了。
And you realize this tuition has been there.
你知道，像我这种身体，如果当兵的话
I you know, if by my health, if I want to be in the military,
我看我真的还没当完兵就更不可能读书了，更不可能。
And I know that I cannot even go back to school after.
我有一次一个弟兄他带我上一个山。
One time a brother took me to a mountain.
那个整个的路程呢是只有一个英里。
It was only a 1 mile hike.
我花了一个小时。
It took me an hour.
上去以后歇了半个小时。
I rested for half an hour when I got to the top.
然后这个弟兄就告诉我。
And the brother told me,
如果你要当兵的话。
If you were in the military,
每天这样操练十次。
You will have to hike this road 10 times.
每次十分钟。
Every day you have to, the required time is 10 minutes.
我说我当兵一天就一定死掉了。
Then I told him I'll die within a day in the military.
我一定求恩典了。
I'll have to look for grace.
人不认识自己。
We do not know ourselves.
人不晓得自己的肉体的败坏。
We do not know the corruption of our
flesh. 人以为自己可以在神面前得称为义。
We feel like we could be justified before the Lord.
以为可以靠着律法在神面前可以邀功。
We think by the law we can boast before the Lord.
这里说律法是惹动愤怒。
Here it says the law brings wrath.
为什么？
Why?
我们知道神把律法赐给人的目的是什么？
We know the purpose of the Lord by giving the law.
没有律法就没有过犯。
And he says, without the law, there is no transgression.
有人很高兴啊。
Some people are very happy.
哎呀，没有律法也没有过犯。
If there's no law, then there's no transgression.
不是你没有罪啊。
Not that you do not have sin.
是说你没有把你那个罪显出来就是了。
It's that your sin is not manifest.
你没有东西可以犯。
There is nothing that you can transgress.
我有时候带着小朋友，他们这个有时候他们这个一些小男生他们在打篮球。
Sometimes I take little boys to go play basketball.
哇，开始的时候他们根本没有界的。
Before there was no boundary.
他们溜大海的。
They go all over the court.
哇，一个球可以追得很远很远的地方了。
One loose ball, they can chase the loose ball all the way to a block away.
没有人吹哨的。
And there is no whistle.
从来没有过犯的。
There is no transgression.
其实你知道要打球的话，他们早出界了。
But if you know that if you really play the game of basketball, then you'll be out of bounds.
他们老师就给他们画了界限了。
So later on, their teachers gave them boundaries.
哦，他们现在就开始被吹哨了。
And they will have whistles for their.
不是他们改变了。
Not that they have changed.
不是从前他们不出界，现在出界不是。
Not that before they didn't, they couldn't go out of bounds.
从前跟现在一模一样，都出界的。
It was the same before and as now.
只是现在因为画了线了。
But now that a boundary was given to them.
所以你知道养孩子，你一定要画线的。
So you know, by raising your child, you have to give them boundaries.
你不画线，他就不晓得自己有罪啊。
If you don't give them boundaries, they do not know that they do wrong.
所以你知道这个当神画线了以后。
And so when the boundary is given by the Lord,
就把你那个罪本身有的那个罪行把它显出来了。
And it manifests the sin that you already have.
所以律法本身是叫人知罪的。
So the law was so that we can know about our sins.
你就发现律法本身是让人知道自己是个罪人。
The law itself was for the purpose that you can know you are a sinner.
这是神把律法给人的目的。
That is the purpose of giving the law.
是让你知道你是个罪人。
So that we can know that we're sinners.
你发现人非常稀奇啊。
And it's wonderful.
人今天用神来定自己罪的律法，来在神面前称义。
It's very strange that we can boast before the law by this, before the Lord by the law which was, to condemn us.
这明明是证明我们自己有罪的律法。
And this is a law who is here, that is here to condemn us.
人却拿来证明自己是有义的。
That the Lord gives a law to prove that we're sinners, yet we use it to boast before the Lord. 我不知道你明白
这个是什么意思。
I don't know if you understand this.
我们中国这个文学里面有一个人物。
That there is one person in Chinese literature.
那么大家都知道的叫阿 Q.
And many of you know he's called 阿 Q.
有一次你知道他这个被政府这个宣判死刑了。
And one time he was sentenced to death by the government.
那么就给他一个宣判书，这上面书上写的说他要被砍头的。
And he was given a sentence that he will beheaded.
啊，他不知道啊。
But he did not know.
啊，那个人他拿着这个，他看了文他看不懂，他不认识字。
He was illiterate, so he when he see the sentence, he did not know what it means.
他说这个长官呢，你让我干什么？
He says, he asked the officer, "What do you want me to do?"
长官说，只要你在上面拿红笔画个圈就可以了。
And the officer says, as long as you use a red mark, you put a seal on it.
所以他开始这个画了一个圈。
So he draws a circle.
哎，画了一个圈不圆，哎呀，他说对不起，我没画圆。
And then he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, this circle was not very round."
那个审判官都快气死了。
And that officer is very angry with him.
你小子到底要干什么
？What do you really want to do?
这是砍你的头啊
！This is a sentence for your death.
你在上面在那个画圈啊。
And you're drawing circles on it.
一个圈画不圆，再画第二个圈。
And one circle was not round enough. He draws another one.
你知道，凡以律法为本的人就是这样的愚昧。
And it is the same foolishness for everyone who goes against the law.
今天有的人说，我凭着良心做人。
Some people say I live by my conscience.
你知道这是何等愚昧的说法
？How foolish is that?
良心乃是神放在人里面的律法。
The conscience is the law that God has placed inside of us.
那是告诉你说你的心不好啊，所以这叫良心嘛。比你心的好的，这心叫良心的。
It tells us that our heart is not good enough. That's why it's called conscience.
弟兄姊妹，今天多少的人受律法思想的捆绑
？How many people are bounded by this idea of the law?
甚至我们蒙恩得救了
，even after we're saved.
多少的时候，这个律法的思想。这个一直捆绑着我们。
How many times that this bondage of law still binds us?
觉得信心还不大够。
We feel like our faith is not enough.
信心这个条件还不够，还需要加上一点点的律法，才能够进到被神称义的祝福里面。
We feel that this condition of faith is not enough. That we need to add a little bit of works in the law.
弟兄姊妹，太愚昧了。
This is foolish.
我这个前一段时间我出去传福音。
Earlier, I went out to preach the gospel.
有一个弟兄姊妹啊，真的是非常热情的一个弟兄姊妹。
That there is a very passionate brother.
那么这个姊妹哈，这个然后他就跟我讲说，哎呀，你这个你可好好给他传福音，他给我再拉了一个朋友给我。
And it was a sister. She brought a friend to me. Says, share the gospel with
him. 你知道吗？我看见他的时候啊，我就觉得他应该得救。
As soon as I see him.She told me that as soon as I see her, I feel like she should be saved.
她是我们那个大院里最好的人。
She was the best person in our whole courtyard.
哎呀，她这么好的人，如果不得救，太可惜了。
In our whole complex, she was the best among us.
If she was not saved, 最好的人呢？你把她带到主面前。
Then it's too sad. Please bring this best among us before the Lord.
我说这个耶稣说哈，这个我来不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
So I told her that I come not to call the righteous, but to call the sinners.
摩西是招义人悔改。
That Moses called out to the righteous.
基督来是招义罪人悔改。
But Christ came to call the sinners.
我说这样的好人我没法传福音。
Then I cannot share gospel to such a good person.
全世界最难最难信耶稣就是好人。
The hardest person to believe in the Lord are
就没有看见自己生命的败坏。
They cannot see the corruption in their own life.
总以为自己还是。凭着良心做事
，They feel like they can do everything by their own conscience，
却不晓得自己在说的是何等愚昧的话。
Yet they do not know the foolishness of their words。
哦，弟兄姊妹，这种律法的思想，在我们不知不觉的，就真的就在我们的骨子里面。
Brothers and sisters, this thought of the law is in us。
还有一个朋友跟我讲
，And another friend told me，
说我们从前都去教会的。
And before we all go to church。
自从我们中间最坏的那个，他也去教会了。
And ever since this worst person among us went to church, also, and we stopped going to church.
这么坏的人都进了教会里面。
If a person like him can go to church,
这个教会一定糟糕了。
Then this church is going down.
弟兄姊妹，你听听人怎么样这种律法思想捆绑着自己。
You can just hear the bondage of law that's binding us.
哦，今天。你不要觉得是犹太人他们在律法的门外排了1500年。
Do not feel that the Jews has been waiting outside this gate for 1500 years.
因为他们瞧不起恩典的门。
Because they look down upon the gate of grace.
因为在恩典的门外有一句话。
Because outside the gate of grace, there are
无望的罪人从这里可以进去。
Are many hopeless sinners who can enter in.
在律法的门外也有一句话。
That there is also a sentence,
好人可以进去。
A sentence outside the gate of law.
义人可以进去。
Says righteous may enter.
哦，人都觉得自己是个义人。
But we all feel like we're righteous.
恩典的门早就为我们开。
Yet we do not know that the gate of grace has been opened for us.
恩典是神起初的思想。
grace was the original purpose of the Lord.
但是人却深深地因着犯罪的缘故，被这个律法的思想深深地捆绑着。
Yet because of sin, we were bounded by this, the purpose of the law.
总是盼望在这个律法的门外排队。
We always want to wait before this gate of law.
所以有一个朋友跟我讲说，你们这些好人得救是应该的。
So a friend told me, "Oh, you are very good per people."
像我这么坏的人，我得改得好一点，我再去教会。
That you it's reasonable that you can be saved, but I am so bad. I need to be better so that and then I can go to church.
他没有看见在这恩典的门外写了一行的字。
That he did not see that this the sentence before the gate of grace. 不配
的人。
Oh, those unworthy.
无望的罪人。
Those who are unworthy, hopeless sinners,
可以进来。
They may enter.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这段圣经实在太宝贵了。
That these scriptures are very precious.
它告诉我们是单单因着信。
It tells us by faith alone.
不是信心再加上割礼。
Not by faith plus circumcision.
不是信心再加上律法。
Not faith plus the law.
弟兄姊妹。唯独相信主耶稣。
Only by faith in Jesus Christ.
单单相信主耶稣。
Solely believe in Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们软弱。
How often we're weak.
我们不敢来到主的面前。
We dare not to come before the Lord.
岂不是律法的思想在那里捆绑我们吗？
Is it not the thoughts of law that's binding us?
我们觉得说我们太软弱了。
We feel that we're too weak.
我们觉得好像主耶稣的宝血甚至都不能比我们恶行还大。
We feel like even the precious blood of Christ cannot overcome our sin.
其实这证明你得救了。
Perhaps that
this 证明你得救了。
It shows that you are saved.
因为你说当你得救了以后
，Because after you are saved,
你的良心就活过来了。
That your conscience revived.
你从前不感觉到的污秽。
Before you didn't feel the corruption.
现在你觉得你的污秽好像比头发还多。
Now you feel that your corruption is more than your hair.
你的良心有的时候甚至软弱到一个都爬不起来。
That sometimes our conscience is weak to a point.
甚至到了一个地步，我们觉得主的宝血都没有我的罪大了。
To a point we feel that the blood of Christ is bigger is not even big enough for our sins.
弟兄姊妹，大卫说得好啊。
But David has spoken the truth.
不是我们自己不算我们自己有罪有福啊。
Not that we can count ourselves as sinners.
那是脸皮厚啊。
And that is,
是主不算我们有罪啊。
But it is the Lord who counts us as sinners.
哦，弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们感觉非常非常难过。
Sometimes we're very sad.
我们的感觉里面就感觉不到主耶稣宝血的伟大。
In our feelings, we cannot feel the greatness of His blood.
但是弟兄姊妹，是主已经不算我们有罪了。
But it was the Lord Himself who counts us as sinless.
你知道，有的时候这个我们的感觉常常是错的。
Sometimes our feelings are wrong.
我有的时候这个出去这个服侍的，有人说：“哎呀，你又长胖了。”
Sometimes I go serve at other places. They will tell me, "Oh, you have gotten bigger."
那么这个不是 big, got fatter.
You got fatter.
这个可是我回到这个 West Office， 说你又瘦了。
But when I come back to West Office, brothers and sisters will tell me, "Oh,
那我到底是胖了呢，还是瘦了呢？
You have thinned down. So am I fatter or thinner?"
感觉一会儿上一会儿下的。
And we know our feeling goes up and down all the time.
但是我感谢主，后来太太给我买了一个秤。
So thank the Lord that my wife bought me a scale.
你看那个秤上的数字没有改变。
That we see that the number on the scale did not change.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的拯救。
That is our salvation.
主不算我们有罪。
The Lord did not count us
as sinful. 你每一次到神面前，你看神怎样来称。
You come before the Lord and see how He scales, how He weighs you.
在神的眼中，我们没有罪。
In the eye of the Lord, we are sinless.
你的感觉可以很好。
You can feel very good.
你的感觉可能很差。
You can feel very bad.
但是弟兄们，有一件事是不改变的。
Only one thing.
主耶稣的宝血是不改变的。
That the blood of Christ does not change.
它满足了神一切公义的要求。
It satisfied all the requirements.
主耶稣的宝血平息了神一切的愤怒。
That He has seized all the wrath of the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是我们的拯救，这是我们的力量。
That is our salvation and our strength.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命有时候软弱，乃是因着不认识主的宝血。
Sometimes our life is so weak because we do not know the precious
blood of Christ. 我们一直落在仇敌的这个辖制的底下。
That we have fallen into
the authority of the enemy. 我们落在情欲败坏的底下。
Of the enemy.
我们应该靠着主的宝血，我们的信心刚强起来。
But by the precious blood of the Lamb, we can be strengthened in
our faith. 单单因着主的宝血。
Through His blood alone.
不是因着你这个礼拜读了几章圣经。
Not because how many chapters of the
Bible you have read. 不是这个礼拜你传了几次的福音。
Not because how many people you have shared the gospel with this week.
亲近神，来到神面前，唯一的标准就是主耶稣的宝血。
The only standard to draw near to God is through the blood of Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是我们的拯救。
That is our salvation.
所以这段圣经非常荣耀的。
So it's this scripture is very glorious.
但它没有停在这儿。
But it did not stop here.
后面，他告诉我们说，信心够不够是一个很大的问题。
And later it tells us.
前面告诉我们。
Before it tells us, either faith is enough is a big problem.
信心到底够不够？这是很大的一个问题。
It is a big problem.
所以前面一大段就告诉我们信心是够的。
So in the earlier portion, it tells us faith is enough.
只因信就可以称义。
By faith alone, you can be justified.
只要你接受主耶稣的宝血，你就可以亲近神。
As long as you receive the blood of Christ, you can draw near to God.
然后后面又要回答另外一个问题。
But later on, it answers another question.
也是非常重要的。
It's also a very important question.
你说因信称义。
If you says justified by faith.
到底这个信心到底是什么？
Then what is faith?
是不是信心本身有很大的奇妙的东西？
Does the faith have great power in itself?
你知道关于信心这件事，神的儿女有的时候也落在许多软弱当中。
And just on this question of faith alone, many children of God has fallen into weakness.
有人以为说信心本身是有能力的。
Some people feel that faith itself is a power.
我要做个信心的见证。
I want to be a testimony of faith.
你要做个信心，我更做个更大的。
If you want to be a testimony of faith, then I want to be a greater fellow. Greater
testimony. 你发现人在不知不觉又落在律法的里面。
Unknowingly, we have fallen under the law again.
这里面告诉我们说，信心本身只是一个管道而已。
But here it tells us that faith alone is just a channel.
好像这个电灯的那个电线一样。
As if the electric wire to the lamp.
那个 power, 那个能力不是在乎那个电线。
The power is not in the wire itself.
今天很多神的儿女在攒许多的电线。
A lot of time we accumulate a lot of wires and cables.
我的电线比你长多了。
My cables are a lot longer than yours.
问题你的电线再长，如果你没有接到电源上，根本没有用的。
No matter how long your cables are, as long as you don't plug it into the electrical source, then it's useless.
你发现人有的时候就是打着信心的名义，还落在律法的思想里面。
Many times we, in the name of faith, we still fall into under law.
所以在这里特别告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕信的到底是什么。
But here,
不是亚伯拉罕的信心怎样
？But here it tells us what Abraham had believed in.
他信的对象到底是什么
？It's the object of his faith.
所以这件事情非常重要的。
Not how he has believed. So that is important.
如果我们不晓得我们所信的是谁的话
，If we do not know who we have believed,
你发现有的时候我们效法的不是亚伯拉罕的信心。
Sometimes it's not that we want to duplicate the Abraham's faith.
不是他的 faith， 而是他信心的行为。
But we are duplicating the works of his faith.
Oh, 亚伯拉罕把儿子一刀给砍了。
Abraham almost slain his own child.
神说：“哇，亚伯拉罕，我知道你敬畏我了。”
Then God says, "Oh, I know that you fear me."
每天我也把我儿子丢到一个山上去。
Perhaps one day I'll take my son.
弟兄姊妹，这不是这里面所告诉我们的。
Brothers and sisters.This is not what it's telling us here.
这里所告诉我们不是要效法亚伯拉罕信心的行为。
It does not tell us to imitate the works of Abraham.
他乃是告诉我们效法亚伯拉罕的信心。
But to learn from his faith.
所以我们要知道亚伯拉罕所信的就非常重要。
Then we need to know whom he has believed.
否则的话，我们今天做出许许多多愚昧的事情。
Otherwise, we fall into foolishness.
有的人他这个因着真的是在神面前，神应许他的疾病就得医治了。
Sometimes, God has answered someone and then healed someone.
哈，我也想得医治。
And you will see, oh, I want to be healed also.
他就不吃药了。
He stopped eating medicines.
我也就不吃药了。
Then maybe I'll stop medicine too.
他不吃药，他就好了。
He did not, he stopped his medication and he trusted the Lord.
你不吃药，越来越坏了。
And he was healed.But if you also duplicate his way, your sickness will get worse.
弟兄姊妹，今天在神儿女多少的这样的混乱
？How often there are confusions among the children of God?
常常去效法别人信心的行为。
That we only imitate the works of other people's faith.
不晓得那个信心本身它的对象到底是谁。
Yeah, we do not know the object of their faith.
信心的对象这里讲得很清楚，亚伯拉罕所信的。
The object of Abraham's faith
乃是叫死人复活，使无变为有的神。
It's a God who quickens the dead and calls into being that which does not exist.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们今天所信的这一位神，
the God that we believe in today,
我们一定要认识。
We have to know him.
今天有的时候我们说我们也信。
Sometimes we say that we also believe.
你发现我们所信的那一位神不对啊。
But you realize you're not believing in the same God.
有的人告诉我，
Some people tell us
他所信的是
the God he believes in
是有求必应。
It's the God who answers all his petitions.
是使人心想事成的神。
That it's the God who grants all of his wishes.
哦，今天有许许多多神的儿女落在这样的错谬的里面。
How many children of God has fallen into this mistake?
我所信的人是有求必应，使人心想事成的神。
The God I believe in is the one that grants all of my wishes and answers
all of my prayers.
As long as I can think of and dream of,
我信心够大。
As long as I have enough faith,
那就是我的。
Then it's mine.
只是我信心还不够大。
I don't have it today.
所以我要一直要攒那个信心呢。
It's perhaps because I don't have enough faith, so I need to accumulate.
那个信心大到一个地步啊，那我想的就是我的了。
Until one day I have enough faith, then all of my wishes will be mine.
说实在的。有求必应，心想事成。弟兄姊妹，你想好不好？
Truly, isn't it great that a God can grant you all of your wishes?
好不好？
Isn't it good?
年轻人，你说好不好？
Young people, do you think it's good?
年轻人喜欢呢。
Young people think it's good.
好麻烦呢，我告诉你。
We like it, but it's troublesome.
如果恐怖分子都心想事成，
if all the terrorists can be granted all of their wishes.
别上飞机了，上什么飞机啊？
Then don't even take
the airplane anymore. 每个飞机都掉下来，我告诉你。
Every airplane will fall.
因为是心想事成啊。
Because if they can grant us our wishes.
有求必应啊。
And can hear all of our petitions.
男孩子就喜欢上一个女孩子，就有求必应了。
Then a guy likes a girl.
他又喜欢一个，他又有求必应了。他就心想事成了。
A guy likes a girl, then a God grants all his petitions.
好麻烦呢，对不对？
He likes another one, and the petition is granted again. Then it's troublesome.
这里面就告诉我们说，这一位荣耀的神。
So here it tells us this glorious Lord.
这一位叫死人复活，使无变为有的神。
This is a God that quickens the dead.
他是有荣耀目的的一位神。
He has a glorious purpose.
圣经里告诉我们，亚伯拉罕他到底得到什么？
And here it tells us what did Abraham gain at the end.
我们知道，我们读圣经，他得到一个儿子。
We know if you read the Bible that he gained a son.
当我们的主在地上行走的时候
，But when the Lord Jesus walked on the earth,
他给我们一段的解释非常的稀奇。
He had explained this in
a wonderful way. 在约翰福音第八章第五十六节
，In John 8:56,
那里告诉我们亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
It tells us.Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my God.
既看见了就欢喜。
And he saw it and was glad.
我们觉得亚伯拉罕得着的不过就是个儿子。
We feel that Abraham only gained a son.
但是主在地上解释说他得着了基督。
Yet our Lord Jesus explained that Abraham gained Christ.
加拉太书三章十六节也告诉我们说，神应许亚伯拉罕不是众子孙，乃是一个子孙，指着一个人就是基督。
Galatians 3:16 says, Now to Abraham, his seed was promised made. He does not say, and to the seeds as of many, but as of one, to your seed that is Christ.
神给每一个效法亚伯拉罕之信的人，
to everyone who imitate Abraham's faith,
都是基督。
There is one reward that is Christ.
所以你读到后面说，基督为我们的过犯交付了。
So later on, it says, "For our transgressions, Christ has paid the price."
为我们的称义复活了。
For our justification, he was raised.
亚伯拉罕所信的。
The God that Abraham believed in.
他所得着的。
What he had gained.
就是这位基督。
It was Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说。我们在神面前不需要操练我们信心的功课。
I do not say that we do not need to practice our faith.
多少的时候神怜悯我们。
How often we are,
神何等 愿意恩待我们。
The Lord shows mercy on us.
他盼望我们真的有足够的信心，让我们在神面前相信他是全足、全有、全丰的神。
He waits for us to have enough faith to believe that He is the all-sufficient.
在他绝对没有难成的事。
In Him, there is nothing impossible.
我们到神面前去祷告。
And we pray before the Lord.
不是有了病我们就去看医生。
Not that every time we have a sickness, we go to the doctor.
不是我们这个有了难处我们就求世上的方法。
Not that every time we have weakness, we
主让你看医生你就看医生。
We seek after the way of the world.
主如果说我医治你的话。
If the Lord says, go see the doctor, then you go see the physician.
你要凭着信心来接受。
But if the Lord says, I will heal you,
我们需要经历主这样的大能的医治。
Then we can experience the power of His healing.
神的儿女需要在身边有这样的操练。
We need to have such practice before the Lord.
但是当我们读圣经的时候。
But as you read the Bible,
无论神是让你去看医生也好，还是来医治，直接医治你好。
Either the Lord tells you to go to see the physician or He will heal you Himself.
神的目的乃是基督。
There is only one purpose, that is Christ.
因为在哥林多后书第一章里就告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it tells us,
神的应许无论有多少。
For as many as are the promises of God.
在基督里都是是的，都是阿们。
In Him, in Christ, there are yes.
神所有的应许的目的都是基督。
All of the promises of God.
神让你借着医生得医治，你要经历基督。
If you are healed through the physicians,
神如果直接医治你，你要经历基督。
And if God heals you Himself,
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有得着基督
，If we do not gain Christ,
纵然我们得着所有的医治
，Though we might receive all the healings of the
world, 还是虚空的虚空。
Then it's a vanity of vanities.
摩西圣经上说，他因着信。就看为基督受的凌辱比这埃及的财物更宝贵。
Moses says, in the Bible it says Moses, when he saw through faith, he saw the shame and the wounds of Christ is more precious than all the glory of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，什么是信心的见证？
What is the testimony of faith?
信心的见证。基督比什么都宝贵。
That the testimony is that Christ is more precious than anything.
基督比得医治宝贵。
That Christ is more precious than your
基督比不得医治宝贵。
Christ is more precious than your not.
基督比什么都宝贵。
He is more precious than everything.
这是神教会的见证。
That is the testimony of His church.
弟兄姊妹，这样的见证有一个说不出来、看不见的一个凝聚的力量。
That there is a power that cannot be seen.
如果我们没有得着基督
，If we do not gain Christ,
纵然我们在座的每一个人，你所有的病你都被医治了。
Though we can receive all the healings for every one of our sickness,
在我们中间没有吸引力。
Then there is no attraction among us.
基督是神教会凝聚的力量。
Christ.Is the power who binds His church.
我感谢神，这段圣经是太宝贵了。
This is such a precious scripture.
它不仅告诉我们说，单单因信就够了。
It tells us not only that we need to have faith.
它更告诉我们亚伯拉罕所信的到底是谁。
But it tells us whom Abraham had.
亚伯拉罕所得着的到底是谁
？Whom did Abraham gain?
那你说，那我怎么样在信心上有长进呢
？So how can we grow in faith?
时间的缘故，稍微提一下就可以了。
Because of time, I just mentioned it.
这段圣经，它就告诉我们，不仅它告诉我们这些重要的真理。
It doesn't only tell us these truths.
它更告诉我们，我们怎样能够在信心上有些操练呢
？But also tells us how we can practice in faith.
我们的信心怎么能够准确呢
？How can we be accurate in our faith?
我们怎么能够像亚伯拉罕，能效法亚伯拉罕的信心呢
？How can we learn from Abraham's faith?
那么前面一段你就看见说，我们读主的话要一定要小心。
So earlier it tells us we need to be careful reading God's words.
我们读主的话一定要准确。
We need to be accurate when reading God's word.
你知道有的人他读主的话，这个实在是有人说是我不知道叫什么名字了，反正实在太粗鲁了。
Someone says God's word is rude.
不不不不，有人他读圣经的时候他非常粗鲁。
Someone says someone reads the Bible very carelessly.
比如他读圣经就说，哎，亚伯拉罕是因割礼称义的。
Someone would say that Abraham was justified by his circumcision.
他没有读出那十四年，至少十四年的差别。
He did not read that 14 years of difference.
所以他的路就全走错了。
So he was walking on the wrong path.
他所信的就一定错了。
That he believed the wrong thing.
有人读圣经说他读出来是，生儿女不能生病的。
Some people read that the children of God cannot be sick.
只要你找医生，一定不属灵的。
As long as you go to see the physician, then you're not spiritual.
我找了半天圣经找不到。
And I read through the Bible, I cannot see it. I cannot find it.
读圣经的时候，他就说，必须得先好这个把自己家管理好了，才能去教会来。
Some people say you have to organize your own household before you go to the church.
圣经要好好的管理。
The Bible tells us to manage your house.
你要想管好还早着呢。
But it's difficult for us to manage it
well. 从幼年到白发，到最后动不了了，最后家里还是没管好。
From youth to our head full of gray, we cannot learn to manage it well.
圣经没有这种话呀。
There's no such word in the spirit.
圣经反而说你们放着神的家不管，自己却奔自己天花板的房屋，这话有。
The Bible says you leave the house of the Lord desolate, yet you live in your own paneled house.
弟兄姊妹，我们读主的话，我们盼望求神怜悯我们，我们的信心建立在主的话语的上面。
We need to have our faith being founded upon God's words.
我们要第二方面，我们顺服权柄。
And we need to obey authorities.
你看大卫，他的信心，他为什么有这样的信心？他顺服权柄。
Why did David have such a faith? Because he obeyed authorities.
弟兄姊妹，不学习顺服权柄，我们在信心上就一直爬不起来。
If we do not learn to obey authorities, then we cannot stand up in our faith.
主在地上都称赞那个百夫长，为什么？因为他看见主的权柄。
Why did Jesus praised that centurion? Because he saw God's authority.
弟兄姊妹，你在家里真的有没有看见在家里的权柄？
Do you see the authority at home?
你在公司里有没有看见在公司里的权柄？
Do you see the authority at your work?
你在神的家中有没有看见神家中有权柄？
At the house of God, do you see the
authority in the house of God? 基督是神家中的权柄。
The Christ is the authority in the house of God.
神的家中是有权柄的。
He has the authority.
基督就是权柄。
And Christ is the authority.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习顺服权柄。
We need to learn to obey the authority.
最后，你知道这个？最后，他告诉我们，这个信心的增长一定借着环境的。
In the end, it tells us the increase of faith is by your environment.
在什么样的环境里呢
？Through what environment?
在什么样的环境，我们的信心可以增长
？Through which environments can we increase our faith?
他特别告诉我们是在这个第十八节。
It tells us in verse 18.
就是在无可指望的时候。
Against hope, in contrary to hope.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters, 我们里面到底有没有一个真实的信心
？Do we have a true faith inside of us?
那个检验不在平时。
The test is not on normal, common days.
那个检验乃是在无可指望的时候。
The test is in hopelessness.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神在他的恩典和智慧的里面，常常给我们每个个人里面生命中都有无可指望的时候。
By His grace.And His mercy, He brings us into hopelessness.
你说在人的眼中，根本这个人好得很。
And in human eye, we can be very
good. 我不知道你们有没有这样的经历。
I don't know if you have the same
experience. 我看见有弟兄姊妹活得好好的。
Sometimes we see brothers and sisters being very well.
但他们说他们已经无可指望了。
Yet they tell us they are hopeless.
我说你们怎么无可指望了
？So we ask why? How come you're hopeless?
我妈妈签证已经四次了。
They will tell you, that.His mother has tried to apply for the visa for 4 times.
没指望了。
It is hopeless.
在无可指望的时候。
In against all hope.
你看这个人属灵的光景就显出来了。
And it reveals the spiritual condition.
有的人呢，他们就，天天的愁烦。
Some people will worry and be sad all day long.
有的人呢，好一点就听天由命。
And better was say, oh, I will just wait for whatever that comes to me.
但是里面真的有活的信心的。
But if you have a living faith,
他们因信心的平安在那里赞美神的道路。
But by the peace from faith, he will praise the way of the Lord.
你看亚伯拉罕，他没有软弱。
Abraham was not weak.
在无可指望的时候
，in hopelessness,
自己都生不出孩子来了。
When he cannot bear a son,
他还要为别人的妇人祷告。
And he prayed for others.
他为别人的妇人生孩子祷告。
He prayed for other women who bear sons.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你今天是不是在无可指望的时候。
I don't know if you are in this.
你觉得你是不是软弱到一个地步已经无可指望了
？If you're in this condition that's against all hope.
你是不是觉得你这个世界的捆绑在你身上已经是无可指望了
？If you feel you're hopeless with with the bondage of the world.
家里面的环境已经是无可指望了。
In the condition of your home, if you are hopeless.
你还来祷告聚会吗？
Do you still come to prayer meetings?
你在薄饼聚会里你还祷告吗？
Do you pray, still pray before God's table?
不是因为我们脸皮厚，不是。
It's not because we are shameless.
在无可指望的时候。
But in hopelessness.
因信仍有指望。
By faith, we have a hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们是有指望的一般人。
We have a hope.
因为我们所信的乃是叫死人复活、事物变为有的神。
Because the God who we believe in is the God who quickens the dead and calls into being that does not exist.
弟兄姊妹，我们在无可指望的时候。
In our hopelessness.
因信仍有指望。
By faith, we still have hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在神面前经历神的大能。
We need to experience the power of God.
你的家庭是不是觉得无可指望？
Do you feel that there is no hope at all?
你跟你太太之间，你是不是觉得已经无可指望了？
Do you feel that there is, you have no home between your wife, you
and your wife? 弟兄姊妹，无可指望的时候，要因信仍有指望。
Against hope, you believe in hope.
神是死叫死人复活的神。
God is the one who quickens the dead.
神可以让你这个家从死里复活。
He can resurrect your family.
他是使物变为有的神。
He's the God who brings cause into being what does not exist.
有的时候在教会侍奉里，我们觉得已经无可指望。
Sometimes we feel that it's completely hopeless at the service at
church. 这个弟兄好像永远不能再交通。
I can never fellowship with this brother ever again.
有的时候我们根本都不想去聚会了。
Sometimes we don't even want to go to the fellowship anymore.
我们已经无可指望。
That we have no hope.
这样的聚会我还去干什么？
A gathering like this, why do I even bother to go?
弟兄姊妹，在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
Yet against all hope, in hope he believed.
神的旨意一定要成就的。
And God's purpose will be accomplished.
他是死人复活、事物变为有的神。
He quickens the dead and he calls into being what does not exist.
弟兄姊妹，有一天你发现从来不能再跟你交通的弟兄，有一天可以重新跟你有了交通。
You realize one day a brother who cannot fellowship with you anymore starts to fellowship.
你的配偶从前就跟着要跟你离婚了，现在能跟你相亲相爱。
Your spouse who once was on the brink of divorce now loves you.
你要见证这一位叫死人复活、使物变为有。
Then you can testify this for this God who quickens the dead.
你的信心要增长。
That your faith will grow.
在你的信心里面，你要经历这位活神。
In your faith, you will experience this living God, this true God,
这位永远的王,
this eternal King.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在神的面前，在无可指望的时候,
brothers and sisters, before the Lord, in our hopelessness,
让我们学习因信仍有指望,
let us learn to believe in hope by faith.
因为他是全足全有全丰的神,
because he is the all-sufficient and all-abundant God.
他的旨意一定要成就的,
his will be accomplished.
愿神恩待我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
去祷告,
let us pray.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
主，我们因信心的平安，我们赞美你的道路。
By the peace of faith, we praise your ways.
虽然多少的时候我们在无可指望的时候，
even though often we fall into hopelessness,
甚至好像经过了死荫的幽谷，
as if we're going passing through the valley of shadow of death,
但我们却不怕遭害。
Yet we fear no evil.
因为你这位全足全有全丰的神与我们同在。
Because you.God who is all sufficient is
with us. 因为你是叫死人复活、使物变为有的神。
That you're able to call to resurrect the dead and to bring into existence.
我们把我们的信心的锚抛在你的身上。
That we want to cast the anchor of our faith.
让你的教会经历你自己复活的大能。
So that your church can experience
your resurrection power. 让每个家庭经历你自己复活的大能。
Every family will experience your
resurrection
power.
让每个个人也经历你自己复活的大能。
Every individual will experience your resurrection power.
你的生命吞灭死亡，直到永远。
That your life will devour death.Until eternity.
愿你在我们身上得到荣耀。
May you receive glory on us.
像你在亚伯拉罕身上一样，我们将荣耀归给你。
As you have received glory from Abraham, we want to give glory to you.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.